This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. In Syria, a violent government crackdown on protests has left hundreds dead.
The events of the past few days have been brutally shocking.
That's UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon condemning the Syrian government for turning its guns on its own people.
Once again, I call on President Assad and the Syrian authorities to immediately cease all violences against their people, to fully respect human rights and implement reforms that they have already announced.
Question: does the example of ousted Hosni Mubarak in Egypt make Bashar Assad more determined to hold on to power in Syria?
The Arab Spring is now a cruel summer in Syria. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, Thursday, August 4th, President Obama's 50th birthday.
The big 5-0 for Obama on a very, very busy year, that's for sure. Let's get a check of the morning's top news. International condemnation grows, so does the violence in Syria. The sound of Syrian security forces backed by tanks shooting their way into the main square in the city of Hama. This Hama resident tells our partner, the BBC, it's a dangerous and confusing situation.
Bomb and tanks, missiles in all directions of the city. I heard that two bombs fell in the area where I am, but I couldn't see what happened because the snipers are here and there, and they shoot anything that moves.
Witnesses are saying 45 civilians were killed in Hama yesterday alone. Meanwhile, Syrian forces reportedly killed or wounded dozens more as army tanks stormed several cities last night, part of a clampdown on protests being staged after Ramadan night prayers. And those are reports coming in despite ongoing blackout of the international media. In front of the cameras, President Bashar Assad authorized a multi-party political system this morning, his latest effort to quell the uprising against him, but not many people are taking it seriously. One activist tells our partner, the BBC, it's too little, too late. And it does come hours after the UN Security Council yesterday issued a statement condemning the Syrian government. More about Syria in just a few minutes.
And some more worries about the health of the U.S. economy this morning. Layoffs hit a 16-month high last month in the private sector. The Department of Agriculture announced the number of Americans who rely on food stamps has hit another all-time high. Almost 46 million Americans now get food assistance. That number was up in 49 states last month. White House spokesman Jay Carney says the economy will turn around later this year.
We do not believe that there is a threat there of a double-dip recession. We believe that the economy will continue to grow.
And to help get that going, President Obama ordered his cabinet to look into tax cuts to spur hiring and programs that could lift the housing market. The president also wants Congress back in Washington to end the partial shutdown of the Federal Aviation Administration.
This is a lose-lose-lose situation that can be easily solved if Congress gets back into town and does its job.
Thousands of people are not getting paychecks because of the shutdown.
A horrific death toll in Somalia.
We estimate that in the last 90 days, 29,000 Somali children have died. This is nearly 4% of the children in southern Somalia.
That's Nancy Lindborg with USAID describing the drought affecting children, the worst in that country. The United Nations has declared three new regions in Somalia famine zones and are likely to have three more declared in the next few weeks. Federal judge has ruled former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld can be sued by a U.S. Army veteran who says he was imprisoned and tortured by the U.S. military in Iraq.
And Japan's announced it's buying U.S. dollars in order to push down the value of Japanese currency in order to weaken the yen. The Nikkei's up, but Asian markets are mixed. European markets are down. Futures are down. The Dow ended an eight-day losing streak yesterday, but it's still 900 points off its year high. It'll start at 11,896. The S&P at 1,260. The NASDAQ at 2,312. So going from Arab Spring to uncertain and violent summer, we're going to talk with a Yemeni-American journalist who just came back from Yemen, struggled to find any kind of stability in that country. But first, Syria. Will the UN's rebuke of the government help, or has it come too late?
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.